Okay, yeah, that's probably it. The free version. I think it's only like $2 for the paid version. And what's cool about that is you hit that little funnel at the top, if it's even there, at the top right in the free version. And there'll be a section for amateur radio satellites. And it has a whole bunch of them that aren't even active. But you can go through there and check the ones that are active, like P101. There's an AO123 now, a Hades R, SO50, and you could select all the active ones, and it'll show them all. So it's kind of worth it to pay that $2 or $3 or whatever for the ISS Detector Pro. And then I think it downloads separate, and you just get rid of the free version once you get that.